Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
Welcome to our second episode.
Yep. Of Real Estate 101. This is Ethan McNeil.
And Trent Keith.
And today we're going to talk to you about how to start looking for a new home. So, Trent, let's talk about that. Let's see, when should you start looking for a home? That's a good starting point, I guess. When should you start looking?
Okay, this varies a lot according to where you're located. If you're in a high traffic area or one that has properties selling quickly, it might be something you consider as soon as you get your house ready to list. There are other areas that take longer, and your real estate agent can help you tremendously with what steps to take to get ready to start looking. There is no such thing as looking too soon, though, because the sooner you start looking, the quicker you have a feel for what the market's like, what type of place you want to rule out, and what types of places that you are interested in. So you can always look, but looking can entail a lot outside of actually going with an agent and walking through the house. You can look online, you can look at pictures in magazines, books, all different things now. It gives you a feel for what's available in your area.
Yeah. So if their house, if you're saying then if the realtor says your house is going to sell fast, then they should start looking right away, like actively looking inside homes for like their potential new home.
Yes, I would suggest that. As we talked about before, be real particular about the realtor you choose. And once you do that, kind of go with their advice on how quick you need to do that, because you can really get in a bind with places where you need to get out of yours because they've sold it, and yet you have no place to go. So that is something you want to consider as far as how soon you need to get out. The other thing with looking for a home that I always try to mention to clients would be, do you know of a place you can go in the meantime? So once your realtor sells yours, and you not have something already bought or picked out, do you have a plan to go somewhere else in the meantime there?
Yeah.
So what would be your thoughts on that?
Yeah. Well, I guess there isn't, like, you can't look for homes too early. Mainly like looking online or that kind of thing. You will wear out your real estate agent if you are, say you're putting your house up for sale in the middle of winter, and your agent says, you know, it's not going to move probably for a long time. You know, you've got 30 days after closing to get out, so don't worry about looking for a new home. Don't start scheduling showings a bunch right now. And so you can always be looking online and always be like driving down neighborhoods that you're interested in, keeping an eye on the market. But as far as scheduling, you know, your weekends with your realtor, looking inside all these homes, probably wait and go. I just go with your what the realtor is advising. If you know if they think the house is gonna sell quick, yeah, then you can go ahead and start looking inside homes. If they don't, if they think your house is gonna be a little while before it sells, don't wear them out. So just keep an eye on the market, maybe online, and then when you get an offer or when your realtor thinks, you know, we're close to selling your home, then you can start kind of seeing inside homes.
I agree with that. I think the big key with it is take care of your realtor like they want you to take care of them. And what I mean by that is exactly what you're saying. Is do not go and look at every house in person that's for sale in your market. Your realtor, if they're trying to sell your house, also will want to do a good job at that and finding you a new place. So help them to narrow it down in your waiting time of what kind of place you want to look at once you're getting serious about selling your home.
yeah Yeah, and what I've run into a few times is clients will think that because they haven't seen hundreds of homes personally, they shouldn't make a decision until, you know, they've seen that many homes. And that's not always the case. You can rely on your realtor to know this house is a good deal. You know, you don't have to see hundreds of homes before you buy one. So there's no point in just scheduling homes just to see if you're not ready to buy.
Yes, that's right. So, what's your thoughts on getting pre-approved when you're thinking about looking for a home?
Well, for us, that's normally the first thing we like to tell our clients is get pre-approved. Unless obviously you have cash, you know, if you've got the money in the bank, then call us, because those are the kind of clients we love to deal with. But we also love dealing with ones that are pre-approved. And so sellers are also going to want to know if you're pre-approved with a bank. So not always. I wouldn't say it's as good as having cash, but it's definitely up there. You're going to have an advantage about above other potential buyers that are not pre-approved. And what pre-approval means is simply going to a lender, going to a bank, filling out the application, and they're going to tell you how much money you can afford to borrow with them, and they're going to give you a letter, a pre-approval letter, that just states this person is able to borrow the set amount of money. And that letter, a lot of times you'll give that to your realtor, and they can actually give that to the potential sellers if you know, you give them permission to do so. But that's just something that is first step. You got to know where your money, where you're at in your money, and you have some other things to add to that.
Yeah, that's definitely the key. You want to talk to your bank, mortgage company, whoever it is that you want to work with, and get that up front. And then what you do with that is you start looking for places in that range. Don't look at houses $50,000 more than what you're approved for, because what will happen is you'll like the one that's outside your budget, and then you will not be able to find something that's in your budget. So you want to use that as kind of a guideline. It's not that you can't offer a little bit less than what a place is listed for, but at the same time, you don't want to offend sellers. So if you don't have a pre-approval letter, then they're less likely to work with you on an offer. If you offer them way less than what they're asking, they're less likely to be workable through the negotiation process. So that's a couple things you want to keep in mind as you do that pre-approval. Yes.
And the other thing is it will flag any issues you might have, like say your credit score is too low. When you go through that pre-approval process, you're going to know that before you're making an offer on a house, and so that gives you time to get those things fixed. If you've got issues with your credit score or other financial issues, then you can work on that.
Yeah, the other thing with that is there's all different types of loans. There's government loans, there's conventional loans, all different types. And when you do that, you get your pre-approval, you want to find out which type of loans you're qualified for, because different pieces of property qualify for different types of loans. So maybe you find a house that you would really like to have, and it doesn't qualify for the government type loan. But if you already know that you're qualified for conventional loan also, then that is an option for you. So those are all details that your banker or your mortgage company can help you with.
So that is a very good first step. Definitely get pre-approved before you start looking for homes.
Next step, scoping out houses that you're interested in. How do you eliminate or figure out what type of houses you're interested in, or what ones you want to look at? What would be your advice?
A lot of times whenever clients you know, mention to us, you know, they've got a list of houses they'd like to see, first thing we do is we look them up. So give the list of houses to your realtor. Let them look up and see if they're pending, see if they're, you know, see if they're still active. Make sure that there's no notes on the system about, you know, maybe this one's in a floodplain, maybe this one is cash only, that kind of thing. And then we normally like to recommend that, you know, if there's a lot of houses, and because sometimes people just really don't know what they're looking for, drive around the neighborhood that house is listed in. See if it's a neighborhood you would be okay with moving into. And that's something you can do right away. You don't have to wait on your realtor. You know, you can drive by and take a look at the neighborhood. You got some other ideas?
Yeah, one thing that I hear a lot that helps people when they're buying in a new location is if they drive around the neighborhood and then ask people at this walking around. Say somebody's walking down the street and you ask them, do you like living in this area? You know, is it a good place to have kids if you have kids? Is it a good place to get in and out in the mornings if it's a busy road connected to a highway or something like that? Mm-hmm. Any questions you can ask people that live in that area always help, because they'll give you keys to things you might not think of otherwise. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, so once you have a list of houses or properties that you know you want to see, what are some things you would recommend doing with your realtor? How would you recommend going about seeing all those houses?
Okay, what I recommend is, coming back to our original video, once you have that realtor, you've been dealing with them, you get them all your information, is working with them through this process. So what you want to do is you want to let them kind of see your list, go through it, give you the advice like Ethan mentioned of where that each of those properties are at, and then work on scheduling how to see those. Do not call every realtor from every listing, because what happens is when you get a relationship built up with a realtor, they help you through the process. Mm-hmm. The other realtors that are the listing agents are helpful at times, but they haven't worked through the process to know exactly where you're coming from, what mm-hmm. type of loan you've got to deal with, what kind of time frame you have according to what house you're selling, mm-hmm. What type of neighborhood you want. They don't have all these details that your agent has, so it's best if you can work through the details of all those properties. And then if you have a long list of properties, let your agent help you decide what ones to eliminate, if any, mm-hmm. because they may say this property doesn't fit what you're looking for because mm-hmm. you mentioned that you didn't want to be next to a school, and this is right next to a school, or because you mentioned you didn't want to be 45 minutes from work, and that is 45 minutes from mm-hmm. work, even though it's a Spencer address. So mm-hmm. there's a lot of things they can help you that will make the process simpler.
Yes.
One other thing that I would recommend is, as you're working through the process with your realtor, especially if you're married or planning on getting married, is try to figure out time frames that mm-hmm. work for you and your realtor and your spouse. A lot of times it can be, you can call in and say, I want to see this house right now. Mm-hmm. And your realtor could be in a meeting, or maybe they're showing another house, and mm-hmm. you've only got a small window of time you can see that house. Well, if you've worked through that with your realtor ahead of time, they know that certain days during this time frame is mm-hmm. when you're going to want to try to see places. Yeah. It kind of helps them schedule mm-hmm. for something that works out for both of you. So all those things entail the planning ahead mm-hmm. of time to where you can be on the
yes.
same page.
Yep. And also, when you actually go and see the houses, be respectful of the properties. Obviously, your realtor is going to help you with that. Make sure that, but it's always a good idea to take off your shoes and not walk, especially if your shoes are dirty or, you know, it's a nice carpet or something. But just be respectful of the house. Also, make sure what you're saying in the house and what you're doing is something you wouldn't be afraid of the seller seeing or hearing, because you never know. We've gone into places where they do have security systems, and if you know, we've also heard some stories of a seller saying or a buyer saying something negatively about the house and then making an offer, and that did not make the seller too happy. They were not willing to work with the buyers because they heard that they heard the comment that was made. So just be just keep that in mind while you're seeing the houses, to just be also respectful. And that's the same thing with the realtors. Don't call a bunch of different realtors to see all these different houses. You try to use the same realtor the whole time, just because you're being respectful of that realtor's time. They do not get paid unless they're the ones that help you sell that particular house. So if you use same realtor for 50 houses, but then you decide to use a different realtor for the one house and that's the one you end up liking, then that one realtor that helped you show 50 houses, he doesn't get paid. So just be respectful of the sellers and the realtors during the process.
Yes, I agree with that. And the other thing with when you're looking at the home is be respectful. If you take your kids with you, do not let them run wild and slam doors and run in and out.
Yeah.
You hear of situations where people have things broken or door handles loose or whatever be the case. And it's not intentional, but it's one of those things. Just be mindful of your kids with you as you're looking.
Yep. And another thing is, I guess with the schedule part, is a lot of realtors, they're going to have a high demand on their time on evenings and weekends, because that's just when most people can see houses. You know, it's after work or it's when they're not working. If there is a house that you absolutely have to see, you know, it's one that fits all your criteria, it just came on the market, it seems like it's a hot item, be willing to adjust your schedule. If you're really wanting to see it, be willing to adjust your schedule. So, because the realtor might be booked that night. Don't just assume that because the realtor's booked that night or the next night or whatever it is that you need to get a different realtor. Be just like you expect them to work you into their schedule. You might also need to, if you're really wanting to see the house, work your realtor into your schedule. Maybe you need to take off early from work. Maybe you need, if it's something you really want to do, really want to see, just be mindful that you might have to bend your schedule a little bit in order to see that house right away.
Yes, that's a good point, because it's not always the realtor either, but it could be a situation to where it is a really good buy and it's a nice house. There may be six showings that night and maybe your realtor couldn't get you in at the time you wanted. So it's not their fault. So what you have to do is figure out how to work together and get your schedules to meet and fit in the scheduling of the seller also.
Yep. Did you have any other tips for somebody that's looking to buy their first home or their second home or looking for a home?
No, I don't think so. I think that's about it. Start looking, get your pre-approval letter, narrow down your list, and then get with your realtor and get all your details hashed out so you can be serious once you start actually going to the properties and walking through them.
Yep. And again, if you are in the southern Indiana area, in Spencer or Owen County, we would be more than happy to be your realtors. And you can also leave us any comments or feedback on this, because we would love to answer any questions in the future that you might have. So feel free to give us any feedback on this.
Yes, and if you have something you would like us to discuss sometime, put that in the comments also.
Yep.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.